Well, I think the fundamental flaw is that if you take a company like Google, Microsoft, or Starbucks, they have hundreds and thousands of subsidiaries who are under common ownership, common control, common strategy. But for tax purposes, because of international treaty, we treat each subsidiary as though it is a separate taxpayer, and that inevitably creates opportunities for tax arbitrage and routing transactions through some of these subsidiaries, often located in tax havens. So the first principle has to be that we have to end that system. And that means we have to estimate or calculate the total global profit of Apple, Google, or anybody else, and then decide how much of that profit is made in each country.
Belongs to each country. Right. So what you're talking about is a system that is called unitary tax. That's probably the first time most people have heard the term. But unitary tax, so you say, look, we're not going to let Apple be 100 companies in different places. There is only one Apple. And total profits, global profits, we'll divvy them out to the countries.
Well, that is correct, and there is an equivalent version which has been floated by the European Union over the last decade, and an earlier version of this has actually been applied in the US for the US-based companies for the last 50 years or so. So the basic idea is that once you estimate and calculate the global profit, then you can allocate it to various jurisdictions, for example, on the basis of employees, on the basis of assets, on the basis of sales. In the US, it's predominantly the sales which have been used as a basis for allocating profits to
And
each
Prem,
state.
one of the things companies worry about is that if we did this and we had every country choosing its own formula for apportioning the profits of global Apple, that countries would grab more than the total profits of Apple and they'd say, well, we're taxing 20% of it, and another one would say, we're taxing 50% of it, and you'd end up at more than 100% of it. Is it going to be something that can only be arranged if everybody does it simultaneously, or can you have individual countries or the EU unilaterally adopting this unitary tax system?
I think the ideal position would be to get international agreement, and I think many developing countries are already clamoring for that. But there is no reason why a formula for apportioning profits within the EU countries cannot really be developed. And I think this would be on the agenda of the G8 meet, and certainly for the next month's meeting, it would be on the agenda.
And you would let each country apply whatever tax rate it wants to its portion of the profit. So you're divvying up the profits, and countries can say, we'll have, 20%, 30% tax rate on that profit.
Absolutely. Not only that, each country, once it knows the profit made within its own, the taxable profit within its own jurisdiction, if it wishes to offer any incentives or extra investment grants, it would be most welcome to do
Can do
that.
that.